Why a business must develop a code of ethics. Why a business needs to develop a code of ethics. A company's code of ethics, also referred to as a code of conduct, covers illegal and unacceptable behavior that is harmful to the company and/or its clients. Potential conflicts of interest should be identified, and specific examples should be provided. A good code of ethics should include a motivational statement on the reason for the company's existence. It should address the consequences of violating its code of ethics, as well as ways to report violations. The code of ethics should be located in a logical place, such as an employee handbook, which should be easily located and accessed by all employees. Every company needs a strong code of ethics because a code of ethics can show employees your values and principles. A company's code of ethics is an excellent internal communication tool. New employees immediately are aware of the company's standards and expectations. If management reinforces the code of ethics and leads by example, a consistent culture of fairness, goodness, and professional conduct can grow within the company. Additionally, understanding their actions and consequences in the context of the company's values and principles sets employees up for success. The code of ethics can serve as a guide for day-to-day decision-making, particularly if relevant examples are provided within the policy. Using the code of ethics as a resource may also help employees avoid potential missteps of which they were previously unaware. Show customers the business values integrity. Customers feel reassured when a business has a code of ethics, as they believe this will extend to all areas of that business. Third-party groups also tend to view organizations that adopt a code of ethics in a favorable light, appreciating the effort made to develop a culture of responsibility and honesty within the company. Reduce liability. Several laws exist that encourage companies to adopt and adhere to ethical standards. The Federal Sentencing Guidelines for Organizations of 1991 established standards that, when implemented by an organization, lessen the penalties for the organization if they were found guilty of misconduct. The seven key criteria required to have an effective compliance program are establishing standards and procedures to prevent and detect criminal conduct, oversight by high-level personnel, due care in delegating substantial discretionary authority, effective communication to all levels of employees, reasonable steps to achieve compliance, which include systems for monitoring, auditing, and reporting suspected wrongdoing without fear of reprisal, consistent enforcement of compliance standards, including disciplinary mechanisms, and reasonable steps to respond to and prevent further similar offenses upon detection of a violation. Another law, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, requires publicly traded companies to disclose whether they have adopted a code of ethics for senior officers. Provide a clear point of reference when enforcing corrections. A code of ethics serves as a point of reference when taking corrective actions or when having to terminate employment. Constant enforcement of the company's code of ethics solidifies the standards as part of the company's accountable culture. Codes of conduct should be written clearly for maximum comprehension. Avoid legalese and use bullet points instead of long paragraphs. Keeping things simple ensures that employees understand the content of the code of conduct.